Thank you, Dr. Dukes. We have with us today
Dr. Lillian Lowry, Maryland Superintendent of Schools, informed State Board of Education members of her plans to apply for the waiver during today's board meeting. Lowry says she made the decision after receiving positive feedback from the public. She also took a vote on the waiver during a meeting with a diverse group of education officials.
We had a show of hands vote so that we knew that we could document that we had unanimous consensus to move forward. So we're all in one accord. We have consensus to move forward, and we're looking forward to meeting the deadline of putting in our application.
The waiver application has to be filed with the U.S. Department of Education before September 30th. It is being sought because teachers are still working through the new Common Core standards for math and English language arts that kicked in this school year. Plus, the standardized tests for the more intense curriculum will not be in place until next year. Because the existing Maryland school assessment exams do not measure what is being taught under Common Core, many educators think it is unfair to use those scores as part of their evaluation process. Student MSA test scores dropped statewide last year when the Common Core was partially implemented. They are expected to decline this year also using the MSA tests. Lowry says the waiver gives them a chance to figure out a sound evaluation process under Common Core.
The fact that our teachers and our leaders at the school level know that they're not going to be held to any kind of punitive measures this year as we're going through this transition really has been of great benefit.
Local officials are welcoming the move by state officials to apply for the waiver. Shanaisha Sauls, Baltimore City School Board President, says if granted, the waiver will give officials more time to fine-tune evaluation processes and student testing.
What it allows us to do is to actually, at least for a time, and perhaps for the foreseeable future, put testing in its proper place. And so we're freed up to figure out what does good teaching look like? What does good learning look like without the weight or the pressure of measures that may not be properly calibrated? So I applaud the state to give everyone some time and space to make sure we get it done right.
In addition to the waiver, Baltimore Teachers Union President Marietta English wants to halt student testing for at least a year. She says this will give teachers more time to adjust their classroom techniques to the Common Core requirements before students are tested.
Let's get the kinks out of it. Let's get some training. Let's give the teachers the tools that they need to work with this Common Core before we put penalties on to these high-stake testing.
Baltimore City School Board Vice Chair David Stone also questions the practicality of testing students by using outdated exams.
We don't want to give them meaningless tests, and we don't want to subject our teachers to conflicting goals in the classroom, where it be the MSA, the former Maryland State curriculum, competing with the Common Core standards, and how that plays out in the testing.
Local and state officials say they are optimistic that the federal waiver will be granted. A U.S. Department of Education spokesperson says they will process applications as quickly as possible. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn reporting in Baltimore for 88.1 WYPR.